morning. Welcome. Great to see you here today. Today's title is Abraham, How to Live by Faith, and we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 16 that Sarah's just read for us. Thank you for those two Bible readings. On these four Sundays in August, we're focusing on the final chapters in the book of Hebrews, and in this first sermon, we're focusing on the topic of faith. Please have Hebrews 11 open in front of you. It's on page 1209, and we'll look at a few of the verses as we go through. And in the notice sheet, you can find on page 2 a little outline if you find it helpful to make notes. Julian, there's a slight ring on my mic if you're able to take that off. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to be people of faith. And so we look to you now. We open our hearts and minds to you, praying that you would open the scriptures to us and give us understanding. Teach us about faith, Lord. And by your Holy Spirit, we pray that you would change and shape us, that we can follow the example of Abraham. Amen. So faith is, of course, a famous word. The word faith is now used as a term to refer to the world religions. Sometimes they're called the world faiths, particularly the big six: Hinduism, Buddhism, Sikhism, Judaism, Islam, and of course Christianity. We hear talk in the media about faith communities and people of faith, regardless of which religion they are part of. But today we ask, what does faith mean in the Bible? And specifically, what does faith mean here in Hebrews chapter 11? The word faith has a range of meaning in the Bible in the New Testament. In different Bible passages, it has different nuance of meaning. So what's it mean here in today's Bible reading? That's what we're going to focus on in the next few minutes. And this is important because if you have a look at verse 6 of Hebrews 11, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, we want to please God, so we need faith to do that. And we need to know what genuine Hebrews 11 faith looks like. So let's explore this topic. And we're going to look at Old Testament Abraham as an example for us of a person who lived by faith. I've got 3 points as a structure, and here is the first one. Living by faith means focusing on God's promises for the future. The picture of faith that we get in Hebrews chapter 11 is a faith that focuses on God's promises in the Bible to us. Verse 1. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This kind of faith is shaped by the promises of God to us in the scriptures, and especially his promises, which are as yet unfulfilled. As an example, let's take 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13, which is on the screen. But in keeping with his promise, God's promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. God's promise in the Bible is that he's going to make a new heaven and a new earth, and that it will be a place of righteousness. A place where righteousness is at home, so to speak. It's going to be a future home for us where bad stuff, unrighteousness, doesn't happen anymore. It's a wonderful promise. And it hasn't been fulfilled yet. This is still to come. These kind of Bible promises give us hope for the future. And this hope fuels our faith and causes us to shape our lives so that we'll receive the promise and the benefits of the promise when they finally come. We heard in the Bible reading, Hebrews 11, a catalogue of Old Testament Bible heroes who the writer commends for living by faith. It begins with Abel and Enoch, Noah and Abraham, but it keeps going beyond today's reading into the rest of the chapter with more people of faith, Jacob and Joseph, Moses and Rahab, Gideon and Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David and Samuel. These people are described in verse 2 as the ancients. And it's the same group of people that we heard right at the beginning of the service in the very first verses of the letter that Roy read. I think it's translated there, forefathers. So these are the ancients. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And this is what the ancients were commended for. Each person is prefixed with the words by faith. By faith, Abel, verse 4. By faith, Noah, verse 7. By faith, Abraham, verse 8. And so the list goes on. We're being shown examples of faith lived out by the ancients, the forefathers in the past, to give us encouragement to keep going here in the 21st century, so that the heroes of faith from the past speak to us in the present, so that we keep going. Here are people who've gone before us, and we follow in the paths that they trod on our own personal journeys of faith, as families, as a whole church community, but I think particularly here, as individuals. They are commended for their faith because they hadn't received the fulfillment of God's promises at their time of dying. So have a look at verse 13. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. So to speak, they hadn't got all the goodies yet. They hadn't got the promised reward, but they kept going, living by faith. Living by faith means focusing on God's promises when you haven't yet received all the blessings of God's word. This is what the word faith means in chapter 11 of Hebrews. So this letter was originally written to help first century followers of Jesus to keep going in the faith, to encourage them so that they wouldn't give up. And it's still the same for us today. We need encouragement to persevere in faith. That's what this chapter is about. So I want you to experience this Bible passage as speaking directly to you. It's a word for you today, for your encouragement in the faith. And the aim of this talk is that you'll keep going. Whatever stage of life you're at the moment, you might still be in school, you might be at university, you might be in your 20s or raising family or retired, whatever stage you're at, this sermon is about you keeping going in faith, persevering through. So let's look now at the verses in the previous chapter which introduced today's Bible passage. And they help us to understand what chapter 11 is aiming at. I'm going to read to you from chapter 10, verse 36. You might like to follow along. This is a word for you. You need to persevere so that when you've done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. And my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I'll not be pleased with him. But we're not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and are saved. So my second point for today, living by faith means faithful perseverance. Just like the first Christians who received and read this letter, you need to persevere so that you will receive what God has promised. Hebrews 11 type faith is focused on God's promises for the future. And because of the promises, this kind of faith perseveres in doing God's will so that you'll be saved. We keep going even though we haven't received all the blessings yet. We keep going because we believe God's promise for the future and we want what he's offering. And this requires a faith that perseveres through difficulties and challenges. Each stage of life, from when you're very young at school through to the end of life, it has different challenges and struggles. Hebrews 11 faith keeps going through those struggles. And the writer stresses the need to persevere in contrast to shrinking back. Slightly unusual phrase that. I think it means simply not giving up on living for God's promises. Not quitting on living by faith. Chapter 10, verse 38 tells us that God is not pleased with the person who shrinks back. Verse 39 goes further. Those who shrink back will be destroyed. This is strong language. And two ways to live are being presented to us. Way one, shrinking back, which leads to destruction, in contrast to way two, living by faith, which leads to salvation. And Hebrews aims to spur the Christian person on in perseverance that they'll live by faith. Verse 39, we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and are saved. So All Saints Church family, Fordham and 8 Ash Green, we are not those who shrink back and are destroyed. No, we are those who have faith and persevere and are saved. So keep going. That's the message. Don't give up on the promises of God. Hold on to them and believe on them even when it's difficult. And there's so much in our culture today to pull us away from the promises of God and say, forget about that old religion stuff. Put your focus on the here and now. Hebrews 11 is exactly the opposite. Don't get distracted and keep focusing on the promises. In order to spur us on, the writer of Hebrews gives examples of Old Testament heroes who persevered. And for our third and final section today, we're going to look at Abraham as an example of faithful perseverance in spite of his circumstances. So thirdly and finally, Abraham, an example of faithful perseverance. Abraham's a model to you and me of responsive, sacrificial, patient faith. In him we see faith that perseveres through the ups and downs, through the different circumstances and phases of life. In today's Old Testament reading, we heard the promises that God gave to Abraham, recorded in Genesis chapter 12. God promised that Abraham's descendants would become a great nation. Abraham's name would become famous, and God commanded him to leave his own country to go to a land that God would show him. In verse 8, we see that Abraham's faith was responsive to God's promises. He didn't just stay put and do nothing. He obeyed God's word to him. And the point is that he did this even though he didn't know where he was going. At the time, he had no map, no travel insurance, no aeroplane. He trusted God, even though he didn't have the whole trip organized from beginning to end. It was an adventure of trust into the unknown. And he's commended for this. Hebrews 11 faith is responsive faith. So a question for you on the screen. Is your faith responsive to God's word to you in the Bible? Does what the Bible says actually change how you live and what you do and the decisions you make? Then Abraham's faithful perseverance was sacrificial, verse 9. By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, i.e. not in buildings. He and the people he was with lived in tents. So Abraham left the comfort and familiarity of his home in Ur. He left his Chaldean culture to journey to Canaan following God's promise. God promised that Abraham would father a great nation, i.e. many descendants would come from him and his name would become famous. Well, we know that that's come true because we can look back into history and into the Bible. But all this came long after Abraham himself died. Abraham didn't see the benefits himself. So Abraham's faith in leaving his homeland and going to be a stranger in a foreign country was sacrificial. So a question for you. Is your faith sacrificial in holding on to God's promised future as more important than other immediate things? Your work, your career, your studies, your exams, romantic relationships, activities and hobbies, all these things of life, none of which I'm saying are bad things, but faith in the promises in the future is much more important than these things. Is your faith sacrificial? And then Abraham is commended for his patient faith. His actual experience through most of his life was of not even having a single descendant from his wife Sarai until they were both old and past the age when people can normally have children. They were old when Isaac was born. And Abraham had to wait on the promises of God decade after decade. God gave them a miracle baby in the end. But Abraham and Sarah's actual lived experience of the great nation promise was for a large part of his life empty and unfulfilled. Verse 11. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him, that's God, faithful, who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. Abraham is commended for trusting God's faithful character to fulfill his promise. And Abraham's faithful perseverance was demonstrated in his patience of character. So question, do you have a patient faith? Whatever stage of life you're at. Let me draw this talk to a conclusion. The point of this passage, Hebrews 11, is that God has prepared a country and a city for his people. It's a country that's yet to come, a heavenly country. It's a city that we haven't seen yet, the heavenly Jerusalem. And we today, like Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham, during their lives, they hadn't received the promised country and city yet. They couldn't see it with their eyes, and we can't see it with our eyes. We only know about it because of God's promises to us. So we live by faith. That's what living by faith means. But we have enough evidence through Jesus' life and death and resurrection to believe that these promises, which we don't yet see, will come true. God's character is faithful. And we're looking for a better country, better than England, God's promised land, which is yet to come. Hebrews 11 faith perseveres through the circumstances of life, looking to the promised future. Hebrews 11 faith is responsive to God's promises. It's sacrificial and it's patient. And to use a modern term, Hebrews 11 faith is resilient, not flaking off at the first difficulty or struggle. These aspects of Abraham's character and behavior show us what it means to live by faith in the 21st century. May we, the people of All Saints Church, live by faith today, looking and longing for a better land, a heavenly country, a home of righteousness, the promised New Jerusalem. Let's pray. I'll give you a moment to reflect and pray on your own, and then I'll lead us in a prayer. Heavenly Father, we seek you now for the work of your Holy Spirit in our hearts and minds, praying that you will increase our faith and specifically in your promises for the future. May we be a community who live by faith. Enable us to persevere through the struggles and difficulties, to hold on to your promises, believing them, holding fast for the better country and the greater city that is yet to come. Thank you for this wonderful hope that you give us. May we hold fast in Jesus' name. Amen.